What California poultry producers have feared most for the past few months has become a reality. A lethal avian virus called exotic Newcastle disease has spread from private to commercial flocks in Southern California. This highly contagious disease poses a serious threat to California's multi-billion dollar poultry industry. From member station KQED, Alex Cohen reports.
Boone's Feed Store in Southern Los Angeles sells birds, lots of birds. Pigeons, canaries, lovebirds, cockatiels, as well as just about anything you could ever need to feed, shelter, and raise a bird. Employee Diem Nguyen says chickens are one of the most popular species to own in this low-income neighborhood known as Compton.
People raise them for their eggs, for meat, for their own use.
Nguyen says that some birds are kept for cockfighting, but mostly people keep them as pets. It was among those pets that the trouble began. Last September, two pet chickens fell ill and swiftly died. Dr. Richard Breitmeyer is the state's veterinarian. He says when dead chickens from two separate backyards were brought to a lab in San Bernardino, they knew something was terribly wrong.
Both of these premises had very high mortality. Very many birds had died prior to the birds being submitted, so the owners knew they had something very serious going on, and they were seeking a diagnosis for the birds.
The diagnosis turned out to be exotic Newcastle disease. This virus can affect most bird species, but it strikes domestic poultry varieties like chicken and turkey especially hard. The disease is highly contagious and spread quickly throughout backyard flocks. Cockfighting is thought to be partially responsible for the initial transmissions of Newcastle, since birds are frequently traded in the illegal sport. State veterinarian Dr. Breitmeyer says once a bird gets Newcastle, there is no cure.
They'll look very sick. I mean, they'll look depressed. Their heads may actually swell. They may get diarrhea. And some birds will die before showing any symptoms at all.
Due to the tight biosecurity measures already in place on most poultry and egg farms, commercial bird owners thought they were safe. But they were wrong. In late December, Newcastle was found in birds at three commercial egg-laying facilities in San Diego, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties. In an effort to contain the disease, the USDA and the California Department of Food and Agriculture have placed a quarantine on all birds in the six southernmost counties of California. So far, it's estimated that between $8 and $10 million has been spent fighting the disease, and over 1.3 million birds have been slated for slaughter. Larry Hawkins of the USDA says in addition to reimbursing bird owners, government agencies have also paid for the disinfecting of sites where birds have been euthanized.
So that we can be ensured that that area doesn't continue to be a source of spread of the disease, and also to provide an opportunity for owners to repopulate that property when the time comes.
Even though Newcastle hasn't been detected outside of Southern California, poultry and egg producers throughout the state have been severely impacted. Shortly after the first backyard cases were discovered, several nations banned the import of poultry and eggs from all of California. Bill Mattis is president of the California Poultry Federation, a trade association representing an industry worth $3 billion a year. Mattis says even though the disease doesn't pose a threat to poultry consumers, it could be devastating to commercial producers.
If you get Newcastle in your commercial operation, you can bet you're going to be wiped out. That's how serious it is. If Newcastle gets into a chicken in one barn, that barn will all die within days.
The threat of Newcastle is well understood by commercial bird owners, says Larry Hawkins of the USDA. But he fears that private owners may not be aware of the quarantine, which forbids them from moving birds outside the area.
Now, on behalf of the general public, we're pretty much, to be honest with you, on the honor system. There's no chicken police out there on the freeways. There are no checkpoints to see if people are moving birds.
The USDA and the California Department of Food and Agriculture are working on new strategies to contain and end the disease, including the possibility of putting armed guards on poultry farms. They hope to put an end to the Newcastle outbreak before it does as much damage as it did when it last hit California. Back in the 1970s, Newcastle disease killed nearly 12 million birds and cost taxpayers nearly $56 million to eradicate. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.